Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. While everyone feels this Venus-Uranus opposition, Neptune trine, and Saturn direct energy, where it shows up in your life depends on your rising sign. The houses these planets occupy in your chart reveal where this cosmic shakeup is happening in your relationships, career, home life, finances, or creative expression. Keep your rising sign in mind because this is the area of your life that's being electrified, disrupted, and ultimately healed by these powerful transits. Remember, the houses tell you where, but the message remains the same. Surrender to the unpredictable flow and trust what's being revealed. Let's get it. Aries rising, Venus and Scorpio your 8th, opposite Uranus and Taurus your 2nd. The tension lands on your financial axis. Expect sudden shifts around shared resources, investments, debts, or intimate financial entanglements. An unexpected inheritance, a surprising expense, or a revelation about joint finances may emerge. Uranus in a 2nd shakes up your personal values and income. What you thought was secure may need rethinking. The Venus-Neptune trine from your 8th to your 12th house offers spiritual healing through surrender and release of control around money and intimacy. Let go of financial anxiety. Trust that resources flow when you align with your authentic values. Taurus rising, Venus in Scorpio, your 7th, opposite Uranus in Taurus, your 1st house. This is deeply personal. The opposition spans your relationship axis and your sense of self. A surprising person may enter your life, or a current partnership faces unexpected changes. Uranus in your 1st house is revolutionizing your identity. You're not who you were, and relationships must adapt. The Venus-Neptune trine from your 7th to your 11th house suggests healing through community, friendships, and collective visions. You're becoming someone new. Let relationships evolve or release those that can't meet the emerging you. Gemini rising, Venus in Scorpio, your 6th house, opposite Uranus in Taurus, your 12th house. Work, health, daily routines face disruption, while hidden patterns and subconscious blocks are being awakened. A sudden change in your job, a health revelation, or an unexpected shift in your daily practices may occur. Uranus in your 12th house is dissolving old psychological patterns. The Venus-Neptune trine from your 6th to your 10th offers career healing through service and spiritual purpose. Pay attention to your body's messages. The disruption in routine is clearing space for deeper healing. Cancer rising, Venus in Scorpio, your 5th, opposite Uranus in Taurus, your 11th. Romance, creativity, and self-expression meet unexpected social dynamics. A sudden creative breakthrough, an unconventional romantic attraction, or surprising developments with children, creative projects may emerge. Uranus in your 11th shakes up friendships and group affiliations. The Venus-Neptune trine from your 5th to your 9th suggests healing through creative spiritual expression and higher learning. Let your creative and romantic life surprise you. The unconventional path leads to authentic joy. Leo rising, Venus in Scorpio, your 4th house, opposite Uranus in Taurus, your 10th house. Home and family life clash with career and public reputation. Unexpected changes in your living situation, family dynamics, or a sudden career opportunity that requires relocation may surface. Uranus in your 10th house revolutionizes your personal path. The Venus-Neptune trine from your 4th to your 8th offers emotional healing through deep transformation and release. Your foundation is shifting to support a more authentic public role. Trust the reconstruction. Virgo rising, Venus in Scorpio, your 3rd house, opposite Uranus and Taurus, your 9th house. Communication, learning, and local environment meet revolutionary beliefs and distant horizons. A surprising conversation, an unexpected short trip, or revelations from siblings, neighbors may occur. Uranus in your ninth is expanding your worldview radically. The Venus-Neptune trine from your third to your seventh suggests healing through compassionate communication and relationships. Speak your truth, even if it surprises people. Your words carry transformative power now. Libra rising, Venus in Scorpio, your second, opposite Uranus in Taurus, your eighth. Your personal resources and values face sudden shifts around shared finances, debts, and intimate entanglements. An unexpected expense, a surprising financial opportunity, or revelations about how your merging resources with others may emerge. The Venus-Neptune trine from your second to your sixth offers healing through practical service and daily spiritual practice. Your worth isn't determined by what others provide. Reclaim your financial sovereignty. Scorpio rising, Venus in Scorpio your first, opposite Uranus in Taurus your seventh. This is intensely personal. Venus transits your identity while Uranus shakes up your partnerships. A surprising romantic or business partnership may emerge, or existing relationships face revolutionary change. You're becoming more authentically yourself, and this may challenge your partnerships. The Venus-Neptune trine from your first to your fifth offers creative and romantic healing. Be unapologetically yourself. The right relationships will meet you there. The wrong ones will fall away. Sagittarius rising, Venus in Scorpio, your 12th house, opposite Uranus in Taurus, your 6th house. Hidden patterns and subconscious material meet sudden changes in work or health routines. Unexpected insights from dreams, therapy, or spiritual practice may revolutionize your daily life. Uranus in your 6th disrupts work patterns. The Venus-Neptune trine from your 12th to your 4th suggests deep emotional ancestral healing. Listen to your intuition about health and work. Your subconscious knows what needs to change. Capricorn rising, Venus in Scorpio, your 11th, opposite Uranus in Taurus, your 5th. Friendships and social networks meet surprising romantic or creative development. An unexpected attraction within your friend group. A sudden shift in community involvement. A revolutionary creative collaboration may emerge. The Venus-Neptune trine from your 11th to your 3rd offers healing through inspired communication and learning. Let your social circle and creative life surprise you. Unconventional communication spark authentic joy. Aquarius rising. Venus in Scorpio, your 10th house, opposite Uranus in Taurus, your 4th house. Career and public life face sudden changes from home and family. An unexpected professional opportunity that affects your living situation or family dynamics that impact your career path may surface. The Venus-Neptune trine from your 10th to your 2nd suggests that career healing comes through aligning with your true values. Your professional path is transforming to reflect your authentic foundation. Trust the upheaval. Pisces rising. Venus in Scorpio, your 9th. Opposite Uranus and Taurus, your 3rd house. Higher learning, travel, belief systems meet unexpected local developments and communication breakthroughs. A surprising educational opportunity, an unconventional teacher, or revelations that shift your worldview may emerge. The Venus-Neptune trine from your 9th to your 1st offers spiritual healing through embodying your beliefs. Your philosophy is evolving. Let new perspectives disrupt old certainties and guide you toward truth. Regardless of your rising sign, everyone is experiencing Saturn directing Pisces, forward moving on spiritual lessons and compassionate structures. Mars in Sagittarius, enthusiastic action toward broader horizons and truth seeking. Jupiter's influence, expansive faith and meaning making through the chaos. Neptune's healing, access to the divine inspiration, spiritual connection, and artistic flow. The specific house placement shows where these things play out in your life, but the invitation remains the same. Surrender to the unpredictable current. Trust the spiritual guidance available and allow yourself to be transformed by what's emerging. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Send me an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. You can come to the website, iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact, send a message there. If you want to show your appreciation, send a brother a tip. I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo. I appreciate it. I appreciate you listening. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.